back here to wrap up Portland Economics featuring Jim McKinney. We want to talk in this final segment about the national disaster that America could be in a matter of just a few short days as a result of the southern border. Jimmy, why don't you start?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we want to put in context the problem in Israel and what happened in this attack. So, you know, people are talking about a Pearl Harbor or a comparison of 9/11 in the United States. But the United States has 330 million people plus whatever illegal immigrants that have come in. About 7 million is estimated since the Biden administration came to power. So what happened in Israel, if you actually do kind of a ratio for population, that's actually the impact would be not just 1,000 or 1,300 people that are killed, but for the United States, an equivalent proportional attack would be about 30 to 35,000 people killed in a terrorist attack. So when you start talking about 7 million illegals crossing the border in the United States, and of those 7 million, we know from the Border Patrol that has caught them that over 100,000 military-age Chinese males from mainland China have come across the border. And we know, based on Border Patrol statistics and Homeland Security statistics, that over 50,000 people from Arab countries or Islamic countries that we have no relationship to vet them have come across our border illegally. And we have no idea how many more others have come across and were not engaged by the Border Patrol. And of that 7 million that have crossed the border, 99% of them have been released and are out floating around in the U.S. So let's just take 1% of 7 million, 70,000 people that would cheer the destruction of the United States. Let's take 1% of the 70,000 that would actually be willing to conduct attacks on the United States and possibly infiltrating the United States. We're still talking about 700 potential violent terrorists that may have come across our border because of the Biden policies. How much damage could 700 people do? Well, we saw the damage that happened in schools here and towns and villages in Israel.
Right.
That could be incredibly damaging. So when the Democrats say they've got a secure southern border, they're flat out lying, and we don't know where these people are. So the potential ramifications here in a coordinated attack on Israel may include the possibilities of infiltrators into the United States through the southern border, which could cause catastrophic damage and bog us down in a very, very difficult situation by just going out and randomly shooting in malls or schools or, you know, hitting, you know, law enforcement targets if there's a coordinated attack out there. And we know that this was very well orchestrated, this attack. And we know the world is in a very difficult situation. And I am very concerned that our administration, the Homeland Security, have actually set us up for failure. Even one attack, remember, it was only 19 hijackers that took those four planes and crashed them
right
into targets in the United States.
Now, Jimmy, yeah, that's terrifying. Now, what you are saying actually is that the parallels between what Hamas is doing in the Middle East right now, to an extent, could be the harbinger of what other terrorist groups could do in the United States if they had the desire to do that. And you are using the ineffectiveness of our southern border as a reason that could happen, correct?
Absolutely. I think, and it's imperative for people to understand, you know, I was a member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force while I was, you know, which is a interagency effort in one state in the United States while I was Deputy Chief Combating Terrorism for all U.S. Pacific Command.
Right.
Back, you know, 15 years ago. 14 years ago. And I will just tell you this, Al, that people have no idea how many people are out there that are connected to these types of organizations. And you see when protesters step up in Harvard immediately or in Chicago, within hours, with pre-printed posters supporting Hamas and supporting the Palestinians and actually ignoring the atrocities, this absolutely uncivil, absolutely terrible atrocities, ignoring that, you see there's an orchestrated and organized, coordinated media effort and a coordinated communications effort to get people on board with the same issues. We saw that in the Antifa riots and the BLM riots in 2020. So how hard is it to say and to think that, oh, wow, a handful of terrorist attacks that would happen in the United States would create the same type of catastrophe? But my biggest fear is that as the Biden administration falters, and Joe Biden is faltering badly, it's embarrassing when he actually comes up to speak. It's embarrassing how bad both Department of Defense as well as the State Department and the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, have failed in their public diplomacy efforts around the world. It's absolutely disgusting. So what do tyrannical governments turn to in order to control the population? Creating more wars. And you know what? If you have a few terrorist attacks in the United States, how quickly would they clamp down as hard, if not harder, than they did over COVID? And that's the type of thing, under the guise of we're trying to make you secure. They've set the situation up to be catastrophic. If in fact something happens, they're going to respond in order to protect themselves. And they will do that at taking away individual choice and freedom, individual rights in the United States.
Yep.
And that's what I fear more than anything else.
Yep. And what I want to suggest to listeners is just work out the natural progression of what Jimmy is talking about right now. For a terrorist group to come into the United States, I think is very, very possible. Let's look at how Hamas, a well-organized but somewhat fractured group of guys who don't even have their own country, look what they're doing to a world power right now, like Israel. It's embarrassing.
Well, I will tell you that Hezbollah, which is another surrogate for the Iranian regime, is very sophisticated, very well trained, and have sleeper cells all around the world. And that's fact. There's plenty of information out there to do it. But I can tell you, they have incredibly well orchestrated training and intelligence operations around the world, and they could activate at any time. And again, when any country gets desperate for survival, they're going to take actions, extreme actions. And of course, what we're seeing now is the edge of the cliff of potential catastrophe between Arab nations, Israel, the United States, and of course China, Russia, and all the other players in the region. And I'm honestly, Al, for the first time in my life, I've actually seen the potential for Armageddon. This is
right,
because it's really uncontrolled and there's no adult leadership out there. The United States has been in the last 20 years kind of played that role as adult leadership. We've failed at it miserably, unfortunately, because of this latest election incompetence, and I don't know how we're going to get it back.
Well, I don't either, but I'm sure it will come back. The pendulum always swings both ways, Jim. I think right now we are in the midst of a crisis with our government, and I would like to talk about that in a daily editorial that we will post on Friday. We do have a crisis right now in the United States that is emanating from, for example, the speaker, the situation.
Well, let's hold off on the politics for that. I want to follow up just as we close up right here for a minute. Henry Kissinger has finally woken up and said, you know what, it was a grave mistake for the Germans to let so many foreigners into the country.
Yeah.
That's the problem we're facing in America right now.
Exactly.
And the whole world is because of this.
Okay, I agree 1,000%. You guys, you've been listening to Corlin Economics featuring Jim McKinney. given you some really good ideas in this program. Don't mean to be fear-mongers, just being realistic. See ya next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.